Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechet Kehillim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Fan, Yosef Gahal, and Bik Haruf Mamesh. Now we move on to discuss a whole other grouping of Kehillim, namely Kli Matochas, as the Mishnah says, metal Kehillim. Up until now, basically since the beginning of the Masechta, we've been discussing earthenware Kehillim, Kli Cheres, and they have their own set of halachas. Now we move on to metal Kehillim, which are totally different. As the Mishnah says, Pshutayen, Umekablei, and Tmeyen, both simple flat ones and ones that have a base kibul are Mekabel Toma. Regarding Kli Cheres, we had said wood kalim as well, and a few others. They're only mekabel toma if they have a base kibul, if they have a receptacle that's meant for holding things. But pshute kliyates, for example, flat wooden kalim, like a stick meant to stir a pot or something, that's not mekabel toma because it doesn't have a base kibul. What we just learned now, though, is by metal kalim, which are not in the same pasuk as wood and sack and other thing like that. So metal kalim, even if they're flat and they have no base kibul whatsoever, they are mekabel toma. Now nishbaru, let's say they broke, toheru. So now they're tahar, and that's the same din as earthenware kalim. Once they break, so now they're tahar. However, chazara asman kli, if the person now went and made a new kli out of them, he either re-pieced it back together or he made a brand new kli out of it, chazaru l'tumas mahishana, they go back to their old tuma. And that's because of the following zer d'rabanan. There's two different ways to make a metal kli tahar. Either you could break it, like we just learned now, or one could be matar it in a mikvah. However, if a person is going to immerse it in a mikvah, so it doesn't become tahar right away in regards to everything, if you want to use it for chulin, for just regular food, not a problem, it's tahar. But if you want to use it for truma or kadshim, so then it requires something called Herev Shemesh. You have to wait till the sun sets, and only then you're able to use it for Truma and Kadshim. So the Chachamim were afraid of the following. They were fearful that if a person has a tummy metal kli, breaks it, and then puts it back together, and uses it right away, which he's allowed to, al pi halacha, he might end up doing the same thing if he's metarit by way of putting it in a mikvah. He's going to put it in the mikvah, take it out, and then use it for Truma or Kadshim, thinking that it's no different than when he broke it. And as we just explained, it is different. Therefore, they were geyser that if a person broke a metal kli and then pieced it back together, or made a brand new metal kli out of it, it goes back to its original toma. However, Shimon Gamliel, where he argues and says, Lelchol toma, it's not in regards to all toma, El tomas hanafesh, except for tomas hanafesh, which means tomas mace. In other words, if a metal kli became the highest level of tomas mace, so then if a person breaks it and puts it back together, it gets its old din of toma, and that's for a totally different chashash, a different fear and worry. That's because when something becomes tomei mace, we know it can't just be placed in the mikvah. The person actually has to wait for 7 days, and on day 3 and 7, it has to be sprinkled with the water of the paraduma. That's called the mechatas. Then he could put it in the mikvah, and then it's tahar. So it's a whole process. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is afraid that if a person's kalim are tamei meis, he doesn't want to have to go through that whole schlep of 7 days and hazas mechatas and the whole thing. Therefore, he's going to break it, put it back together. It's going to be really easy. And then people are going to actually end up forgetting that there's this whole din of hazas mechatas and 7 days waiting in the whole thing. And that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the gezerah is only if the kli is tamei meis, but not a lower level of toma. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, kol kli matochas sheyesh lo shem bifnei atzmai tamei. Any metal kli that has its own name, meaning it's not attached to anything, it's used by itself, for example, a knife, so it's mekabel toma. But if it has a shem levai, an additional name, it's this of that, for example, a branch of a menorah. So even though it's metal and it's used, since it's part of something bigger and greater, it's not considered a kli in and of itself, and so therefore it wouldn't be mekabel toma. Here are some exceptions though, chutz, except for the following, min adeles, a door, umin aneger, this is a door stopper, that's basically like a piece of metal that's placed into a hole in the floor that prevents a person from opening up the door, umin hamanol, and the door lock, v'apaisa shetachas atzir, and the cup or the socket, which is underneath the hinge, the hatzir, and the hinge itself. Now, this is not the classic hinge that we have on our doors that are screwed into the side. This is referring to a peg that comes out the top and the bottom of the door, and that's inserted into a hole in the top of the door frame and the bottom underneath the door, and that's a pivot. That's how the door swivels. That's what the tzir is. It's that type of hinge. Vakaira, a beam and a ceiling in a house. Vatzinor, and a pipe, like a drain pipe of sorts. And the reason why, even though these are their own thing, they're not connected to anything, they don't have a shame levi, they're not part of a bigger kli, still, they're not makabel toma, shenasu lekarka, that's because they're all connected to the ground. Most of these things that we just mentioned have to do with the door stopper, or something like that, and since they're connected to the ground, and they're meant to be used as part of the general house, so just like a house is not makabel toma, because it's part of the ground, for all intents and purposes, these things are also not makabel toma. We're going to stop for the day, and pick up the Rosh Hashanah, Gimel, and Dalid, continue to discuss different types of metal kalim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.